Categorical logic. Overview. There are four kinds of categorical statement, and in some cases their conversions, upversions, and contrapositives are logically equivalent. The universal affirmative. All A are B. Its conversion. All B are A. Its upversion. No A are non-B. Its contrapositive. All non-B are non-A. The particular affirmative. Some A are B. Its conversion. Some B are A. Its upversion. Some A are not non-B. Its contrapositive. Some non-B are non-A. The universal negative. No A are B. Its conversion. No B are A. Its upversion. All A are non-B. Its contrapositive. No non-B are non-A. The particular negative. Some A are not B. Its conversion. Some B are not A. Its upversion. Some A are non-B. Its contrapositive. Some non-B are not non-A. All A's are B's, and some A's are not B's, are contradictories. Some A's are B's, and no A's are B's, are also contradictories. All A's are B's, and no A's are B's, are contraries. Some A's are B's, and some A's are not B's, are subcontraries. One can use diagrams or rules in order to determine whether categorical syllogisms are valid. In the first case, if the syllogism is valid, the conclusion will be apparent in any diagram that results from the two premises. In the second case, the syllogism is valid if none of the following rules are broken. 1. The syllogism must have three and only three terms. 2. The middle term must be distributed in at least one of the premises. 3. Any term that is distributed in the conclusion must be distributed in the premise in which it occurs. 4. The syllogism can't have two negative premises. 5. If one of the premises is negative, then the conclusion must be negative. And vice versa. And 6. If both premises are universal, the conclusion must be universal.